ओम शांति। 21 मार्च 2019 थर्सडे। द ब्लेसिंग फ्रॉम साकार मुरली। मे यू टर्न दैट इज ट्रांसफॉर्म योर सेल्फ एज अ रिटर्न ऑफ लव एंड बिकम कंप्लीट एंड परफेक्ट एंड इक्वल टू द फादर। मे यू टर्न योर सेल्फ as a return of love and become complete and perfect and equal to the Father. A sign of love is that you cannot bear to see any weakness in someone you love, and you would consider the mistake of someone you love to be your own mistake. When the Father hears anything about the children, he feels that it applies to him. The father wishes to see the children to be the same as himself, complete and perfect. In return for this love, you have to turn yourself. Devotees are ready to cut off their heads and place them in front of him. But you don't have to cut off your head, but cut off the head of Ravan. Baba is talking about love. If somebody loves somebody, they both cannot see each other's weakness. And if one of them commits mistake, the other person feels it is his mistake. In the similar manner, Baba is saying, whenever the father hears anything about the children, he feels that it applies to him. Brahma Baba, the father wishes to see the children to be same as himself, complete and perfect. And in return of this love, what you have to do is to turn yourself, that is to change yourself. Those devotees cut off their heads. You don't have to cut off your heads. What you have to do is cut off the head of Ravana. The depth of love. What exactly is love? And in that, what exactly it is to love the Father? This is even more a deeper subject. If A loves B, what all things happen between them? If A is really in love with B, what all things that happen between them? They will share everything. They will love to. The most important bond, the most important factor in any bond is trust, faith. When this is gone, everything is gone. When A has to prove something before B, probably the trust, the faith is gone. Any bond between two souls is based on trust, is based on deep faith in each other. And whenever in any relationship in the world, even when the suspicion, doubt enters into any bond, any relationship, everything is spoiled. And man's mind is a fertile ground for the seed of doubt. It's a very fertile ground for the seed of doubt. When the seed of doubt is sown, automatically the circumstances act as fertilizer and the doubt increases. Then there is a rift in relationships. So one of the important things in any relationship is this faith. Every relationship is very delicate and it has to be preserved with that delicacy. The moment doubt enters, everything is gone. So when A loves B and B loves A, there is a faith. What else? As Baba is mentioning, they cannot see, A cannot see the weaknesses of B. Even if A sees the weaknesses, A feels it is my weakness and A feels it so intensely that B should correct. So that happens in love, that they love each other so much, they care for each other so much, that other person's weakness appears as if it is my weakness. So that's a very subtle thing in any bond of love. So that is the second factor. The third, as mentioned, they want to share everything with each other. And in the real love, there is no expectation as such. Rather, real love is all about sacrifice. Real love is all about laying down one's life for somebody. Real love is all about staying unknown, even whilst doing everything for the other person. Real love is not about show off. Real love is not about exhibition. Real love is the deep river which is flowing underground, nourishing the other soul. So, when God loves souls, what should be the return of love that the soul should give to Him? He has done so much. The first thing the souls should realize is the sense of gratitude. Is to come to this conclusion, first of all, that to fill oneself with gratitude increases the love. So, thankfulness. Keep on thanking Baba for everything that He has given us. The other day we were discussing upon contentment. And contentment is not about fulfilling the desires, but it is about realizing what we already have. Contentment is not about fulfilling the unfulfilled internal deep yearnings and longings or worldly desires, but it is about realizing that I already have so many things with me. So that induces a sense of contentment. So here, in love also, there should be a sense of contentment. And there should be, as Baba is mentioning, a sense of gratitude. So in return of this love, you have to turn yourself. And Baba is giving example of devotees. What the devotees do? They cut their heads and they sacrifice their heads. Baba says, cut the head of Ravan. You don't have to sacrifice your body, but you get rid of these vices. Baba loves purity above all. There is nothing on this planet more dearer to Him than the purity. So He loves the pure souls. He loves those souls who are free from vices, or the percentages of vices is very less in those souls. So the most important thing is to return this love, to return whatever He has given us, whatever we have achieved from Him. As a return of His attainments, what we have to do is turning. This is the one most important word in spirituality. Spirituality is not about dogmas. Spirituality is not about tenets. Spirituality is not about principles. Spirituality is not about scriptures. Spirituality is not about lectures. Spirituality is not about writing books. Spirituality is not about understanding it at the intellectual platform, the abstract and abstruse concepts. It's all about transformation. If everything has been done and one has not transformed himself, what is the use of such spirituality? If everything one has done, as they were discussing yesterday, we are in Gyan, but when we look upon others and belittle them, insult them, think that they are inferior to us, that's not the success of spirituality. Spirituality means coming to the realization that there is so many things yet to learn. In the life of Socrates, as the Socrates was growing older and older, he came to the conclusion that I don't know anything. In his childhood, he used to think that he knows everything. As he grew up, he came to the conclusion that there are many things he has not known. As he grew further up, he realized and came to the conclusion that this is the point, I don't know anything. So, spirituality is the realization of weaknesses which are within us. It is a realization of how much we do not know still. It's a realization of how much others know and how much I can learn from others. So, the return of love is only one word, and that is turning. That is transformation. If everything has been done and transformation has not taken place, one has not turned spiritual. In today's Sakar, Murli Baba said at one point, check yourself, ask yourself, how much pure I have become. It's a very simple question, but very deep. How much pure I have become. So, if we love the Father, we will transform ourselves. And for transformation, what thing is needed? Most important thing? And realization. That's the power of realization. Until and unless we realize that we are wrong, we don't change. A shock should come. Shock is necessary to change. A jolt, a shock, a deep internal realization that I have gone wrong. This is a great assault on ego. But then, unless and until ego is hurt, one doesn't transform. To realize that the way I am living my life, in spite of all the knowledge that I have, is not the correct way, is not the Srimat. What I am following is something else, or the way I have understood Srimat is not the correct way. It has to be understood. So for transformation, the first and the foremost thing which is needed is this realization. Now another question is, how will realization take place? By compare? Comparing what? I have to realize, for transformation only one thing which is needed is, realization will lead to transformation. But how the realization will come? How do I know that I need to change? Why should I change when everything I am doing is right? Checking. Yeah. So, a continuous self-questioning is needed. Questioning, self-questioning is needed. A continuous checking is needed. So we should have a format, you know, for any company. They have standard protocols. They check everything. If this is done, this is done. This is a checklist of everything. If you are going to picnic, you should have a checklist so that you don't miss anything. You have basket, you have carpet, you have umbrella, you have fruits, you have everything with you. You have taken all the paraphernalia which is needed for picnic. So there is a checklist. This is done, this is done, this is done, this is done, this is done. In the similar manner, continuous checking is needed. And this is a very hard process. Because this checking is not about gross things. It is about subtle things. It is about thoughts. It's about emotions. This is about awareness. This is about relationships. This is about behavior. This is about sanskars. This is about feelings. This is about dreams. This is about memories. This is about imaginations. This is about vritti, drishti, drishtikon. It's about perspective. It's about viewpoint. So there are so many things in this. It's about speech. It's about the tone of my voice. How? What was the tone? Was it harsh or sweet? What it was? A continuous self-checking is needed. A continuous self-checking, and which will make one depressed at times. That in spite of doing everything, nothing is becoming okay. So then only we come to the realization. So realization is a process that needs a continuous checking. What else? This is a checking by oneself. And second is to accept the suggestions given by others. To accept the criticism which is done by others. And willingness to transform. Because the mind is not ready to accept what others tell us. If somebody comes and tells me that you don't do this correctly, the first thing that happens is my ego is hurt. Because I feel that I do this in the best possible manner. And I am doing it from so many years. Who is he to tell me that? That is the first thing that happens. So, acceptance. Checking and acceptance of the suggestions given by others. Not just suggestion, the criticism. Not just criticism, the comments. Not just comments, but the mockery, the sarcasm, everything. Because we learn more from all these things. There's one person who comes and makes me happy. There's another person who comes and makes me unhappy. Whom do I learn more from? Who is making me unhappy? Because he has the power to shake the pillar of foundation of happiness. The one other person who is making me happy is okay. Probably he's praising me, he's appreciating me, he's recognizing me, he's giving me something good, or he is fulfilling some of my desire, or he is meeting up to my expectations and all that. He makes me happy, but somebody comes and has the power to make me unhappy. He is stronger than me. He is more powerful than me. He probably has pointed to that deeper weaknesses of my heart, which other persons couldn't even reach. So I learn more from those who oppose me. I learn more from those who criticize me. I learn more from those who talk against me. I learn more from those who condemn me. I learn more from those who cast aspersions on me. I learn more from those who are ever ready to pinpoint my mistake. For example, there was a great painter. and used to draw beautiful pictures. But he was always thinking of correcting himself. Always thinking of improving upon himself. So what he did once, he drew a picture, a big picture, a very beautiful drawing. And he kept that drawing in the marketplace so that everybody could see. And he wrote there, "If there are any mistakes in this painting, please pinpoint that." So there was a big picture which he drew and he kept in the marketplace. And he wrote, "Please, this is a sketch pen which he kept. Please pinpoint the mistakes you see." And he left. By evening when he came, the entire picture was distorted. Because more than 100 people tried to correct that picture. And what was the original picture was not at all seen. Everybody said, "This was not good. You make it like this. Make it like this. Make it like this. Make something good." So everything was totally deformed. And everything was spoiled. So he met his friend and he said, "This is what has happened. I thought, ki, these are the mistakes. Pinpoint the mistakes. This is what I had written." So next day his friend said, "Do one thing now. Draw another picture and keep it again in the marketplace. But this time right there, please correct the mistakes which are there in this picture." So by evening when he went and saw, the picture was as it is. The first part was pinpointing the mistakes, which is very easy. But the other was to correct the mistakes, which is so difficult task. But then, this is what are the things in the world. Everybody enjoys pinpointing others' mistakes, highlighting them, magnifying them, spreading them across and getting super sensuous bliss out of it. So, transformation is a very great thing. And we transform bit by bit, little by little. And we transform every day. Every day should be a day of transformation. What I was yesterday, for example, yesterday, Amrit Vela, Murli Charni, yesterday's behavior, yesterday's state of the mind, yesterday's words, speech, my actions, my awareness, the mindset, the vision, and today. What a difficult checking it is. It is definitely a difficult task. But every great action needs efforts. You have to pay the price. Without paying the price, one doesn't achieve anything great in life. So, it's all about checking and acceptance. Anything else which is needed for realization? Mehsoosta. Yeah. Sometimes, some circumstances come suddenly and they teach us something and go away. Come out from comfort zone. There was a man who had written in one article that he was very unhappy, complaining about life, about job and everything. And once he saw a horrifying event. He was just passing through some huts and he saw a mother chopping off one of the limbs of her son so that with another limb, another hand, he can beg for the whole life. So he was shocked to see that event. And the event further ahead and he saw few children were there, all urchins and beggars. And he thought of giving them something. So he gave them one piece of bread. And they all just ran up after that bread, of piece of bread, trying to rob and making it into pieces. So immediately he goes to the bakery, and from that bakery he purchases whatever breads which are available there, and he distributes. And he says that this event was a horrifying event of my life. I was always complaining, I don't have this, I don't have that. But look at that mother, that what she did, and look at these children, how unhappy they were. So there is so much in the world, in this world of unhappiness, and what I have is so much. So I should be. So that led to a realization. That led to a transformation of attitude. And all realization is within. All spirituality is within. There are just two words. Inside is spirituality. All transformation taking place is inside. And outside is the world. What is happening here is just the reflection, an echo, a repercussion of what is happening within. So, if we love Baba, we will obey what he says. If we love Baba, we will transform ourselves. If we love Baba, we need to increase this power of realization and acceptance. Then only something significant will happen in this Brahmin life. Om Shanti.